I think that it certainly will increase transparency between the community and the sheriff's office to the extent that some of these records that historically weren't available to the public will now be available by Public Records Act requests. You know, certainly a lot of that will overlap with what I do and hopefully will streamline the audit process to some extent because those records will just be available via public request. Certainly, I applaud Sheriff Essick for releasing them at this stage. You know, there's still some litigation pending, and I think that it was prudent of him to hold off at first to sort of get a feel for what direction that litigation is going in. But I applaud him for taking a proactive approach and releasing them at this point.
The reason this office was formed initially was because of the shooting of Andy Lopez. And it's been brought up that your husband was a prosecuting attorney under Jill Ravitch at the time that she decided not to press charges against the officer that shot him. Do you think that this will pose a conflict of interest for you in your role?
So that question has been brought up in the past. And the gist of that question is whether there's a potential conflict of interest or if I'm biased in favor of the sheriff's office because my husband previously worked at the district attorney's office. There are a lot of problems with that question, the biggest of which, I think, is that the question is not about me, but about my husband. So to give you an example, when my husband was appointed to be a judge of the Superior Court about a year ago, a little more than a year ago, not one reporter, not one person asked him if there was a potential conflict of interest or if he might be biased in favor of criminal defendants because his wife has been a criminal defense attorney for more than a decade. And if this question was about me, the question would be, Ms. Navarro, you've been a criminal defense attorney for more than a decade. Do you think that that might create a conflict of interest or some potential bias against the sheriff's office? But that's not what I'm being asked. What I'm being asked is whether I'm beholden to my husband and his previous employer, or whether I have to defer to my husband and what he did in his previous employment, and not to talk about my ability to be objective. And so with that being said, this position, being the director of Iolero, requires me to be objective and independent, and I will be objective and independent as the director of the department.
To conclude our conversation, I asked her what she hopes to accomplish moving forward.
I'm pretty excited about all the different goals and plans that I have for the office, so keep your eye out for us. One of the things I'm hoping for is a new marketing plan to get us out there on people's minds and let people in the community know what we do. Right now, that's my big focus, is strengthening Iolero's relationships and deepening them, and that's what I'm working on to start.